So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
The theme the last couple of weeks here in the break room.
What's that?
Seems to be kids are going to make mistakes.
Yeah.
And when that kid makes a mistake, Tommy, there is a delicate balance between big time punishment.
Yeah.
And teaching them the life lesson they'll remember forever.
Okay.
Except maybe in this case. Because if the allegations are true, this was such an unnecessary and stupid idea. I don't know a single parent that would not rightfully flip the F out. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Four guys, two 18-year-olds and two 20-year-olds, have been arrested and are facing charges after a prank gone wrong that happened just east of us. Police say on January 7th, around 1 o'clock in the afternoon, a car was driving on the highway when a car next to them displayed in the window a handwritten sign that said, "Help, being kidnapped."
Oh, Jesus. This is terrible.
The driver, obviously thinking someone had been kidnapped, called 911 and gave police a description of the vehicle. When authorities located the vehicle, it prompted what they described as a, quote, massive police response. The authorities shut down the highway the car was on.
Well, yeah, you got to get this kidnapper.
To ensure the safety of everyone involved when they confronted the suspected kidnapper.
Yeah.
As you've probably figured out by now, there was no actual kidnapping. The four guys were, as they put it, pulling a prank towards cars that were passing them. Police say that all four people in the car were aware of what was going on.
Oh.
And because of that, all of them are now facing charges of falsely reporting an incident. They all have court dates coming up. They were all arrested.
Damn.
So 18 and 20 years old.
Yeah.
They are a little long in the tooth for hijinks like this.
Especially that 20-year-old man.
Okay.
Because I can remember doing this on the bus as a little kid.
Yeah.
You never did this?
What, I'm being kidnapped?
No, you do that.
On the window?
Oh.
Yeah, like, no, but you would hold up inside your tires, getting your tires flat and stuff like that. Yeah, kids do stuff.
But that's different. Like, your tire's flat is, I'll check my tire. Oh, this is, I'm being kidnapped. How are you laughing at this, you idiot? Let me ask you, wait, can we stop 1 second?
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
If you were driving down the highway and you saw an 18-year-old kid put that in his window, would you call the cops?
No, 18 years old, man. Yeah, nobody wants an 18-year-old boy.
What if he's being kidnapped?
Yeah. He's not. Especially if he looks like he can handle himself.
What does that even mean?
Make a muscle. See how strong you are.
Make a muscle. Let's leave your fantasies out of this.
It wouldn't alarm you that there's all like men in the car.
But they're all like his age.
I think that would make me more likely.
I guess I would have
because, like, I could see you got involved with the wrong people. I'd create this whole story in my head, like, oh my God, he got involved with the wrong people. Now they're taking him to
It could. But if they all look like a bunch of soft boys. Because no soft boy can abduct another soft boy. It doesn't work.
If you have a gun, you can abduct anybody.
Here's another reason why I'd probably call the cops. Because why would this guy be doing this otherwise?
Thank you.
It's not like a little kid thinking it's funny.
Yeah.
This is a grown person who I would think knows better, so they would only do this if they were in a bad situation.
No, she's right. How do you not have the wherewithal to understand how badly this can go? Right? And even if we, but even if we focus on the teenagers, right? Those 18-year-olds could still be in high school, freshmen in college, right? Like, you are right, Kimmy, at the age, you are at the age where you should know how this is going to end.
Oh, man, this must be serious.
You were going to say something before I cut you off. I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
Okay. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. When you raise kids, you know those kids are going to make mistakes.
Yeah.
And some of those mistakes will be big mistakes. And it's scary. And as frustrating and expensive as those mistakes can be, it is a part of life, right? You sign up for dealing with those mistakes as soon as that first kid comes flying out of your lady. But at the same time, Tommy, there are different levels of mistake. If your kid gets caught drinking, it's not a good thing.
No.
But it's an understandable mistake.
Yeah.
The same thing goes for getting into a fight, getting caught with pot, struggling in school because they're being lazy. Like, you don't want that for your kid.
Yes.
But they are common, and all of those mistakes come with valuable life lessons.
Mm-hmm.
A story like this serves no purpose because there is no lesson you are getting from this. It is pure stupidity.
Yeah.
And I would argue the pure stupidity trouble that your kid gets into growing up will make you lose it all over them the second they are in your orbit.
Well, especially if, like, this is going to, like, stay with them. Mm-hmm. Like, it's one of those mistakes, like an arrest, that this is with you for the rest of your life.
I mean, they're 18 and 20. If they don't get discharges, stays on.
Yeah, you're
I mean,
you're not juveniles anymore.
If you don't get a discharge, this is going to be a thing.
And that's going to cost you, right?
Well,
you have to get a lawyer to get it reduced.
Exactly, and I'm guessing 18 and 20-year-olds don't have money to go get a lawyer.
No.
All right, the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's cleanse the palate here, right?
Because
it's easy to make fun of these kids.
Sure.
But we must remember, we were children once too. What is the stupidest thing you did your parents had to handle? Or what is the stupidest thing your kid did that you had to handle?
Ooh.
And I want you to think about it for a second.
Okay.
And keep in mind with you, we only have till 10 o'clock this morning. Because moments like this story can also make you seriously question if you screwed up raising your kid.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it's never the big stuff that makes you stand back and worry that you made a mistake parenting. It's the things you can't explain when you found out that your kid did it. Those moments where you seriously wonder if your child is a dumb person.
Or sometimes you just get sucked into something, peer pressure, bad crowd.
But you should have, like, learned this lesson already.
Like, this is the bad kid is to go, let me break. Well, you know, it could be that you're dumb. It could be that you're dumb. Or I'll say dumb thing afterwards. What is the stupidest thing your dad ever caught you doing?
Wow. So the
I feel like it's always something with a car.
Well, the biggest one probably at the time would have been a hit and run at a party I was at.
But he protected you.
He did. But he protected me because he didn't see any evidence.
Okay.
But I did hit a car. I was high, had my girlfriend in the car. I backed into another car, and I split. The guy came out of the house screaming, he hit my car. So the Jupiter Police Department were at our house a little while later, but there was no damage to the car. I go, man, never happened. And, you know, they let me go. But I got away with it. Then I wrecked the car again, same girlfriend. I had to get it towed. I spun out a couple times with the car drinking and driving as a kid.
How do you not learn that lesson?
And the other thing was, came close to almost knocking a girl up, stuff like that. Yeah.
Kimmy, yeah. I don't even know I'm going to ask you because you seem like the best kid of all time growing up.
I remember being with other kids when they would get in trouble. Yeah. I remember one time so this would have been, I'm trying to think, was I in college yet? It was around the time where, like, you still had to pay for texting.
Okay.
And between my brother and I, we had racked up like a $500.
Holy Christ.
Like, data bill. And I think it was mostly my brother, but you really couldn't. I don't know if you couldn't tell at the time, but yeah, I mean, that's at a point in my life where I probably should have known better, you know?
Did you ever do phone sex with those pay for, like, with a TikTok
story? I never personally paid for it, but we did it at buddies' houses.
Okay, so I did it, and they charge you international rates, right? So my parents are away. I'm like 17, 16, 17 years old. And this stuff just started showing up in dirty magazines, right?
You want the weirdest part, Kimmy?
What?
When they found out he called,
yeah.
The phone sex worker told her she just wanted to be friends.
No, but that's how I met your mom.
I did the joke first.
Yeah, I did it better.
No, you didn't.
So I didn't realize as a dumb kid, I'm just rubbing one out to these adult women telling me what they're going to do to me, right? And I'm having a ball that they're charging you international rates to my parents' phone bill. So like, and it would be like weird countries. You know, like my father was on the phone arguing with AT&T that he never called. He goes, some of these phone calls are only 2 and 3 minutes. I don't get it. I wasn't even home. So they took all the charges off. He argued with him, and they took the charges off.
It pisses me
off. But your dad knew it was you?
Huh?
But he knew it was
you?
No,
he had no idea.
Oh.
I'm like.
So you got away with it.
Well,
then.
He didn't know this thing existed. Oh. He didn't know phones. He didn't look, you know, so he didn't even know.
Where it would have.
Right,
from.
How would this happen? So it has to be some kind of glitch in the bill. So I got like free phone sex for like the week they were gone.
It pisses me off.
You didn't learn any lessons,
Kimmy. He got off of everything.
I know.
He never.
No, I did. I learned if you complain, they'll take it off your bill.
I'll sue.
252 WCMF.
We're talking about this story just east of us. Four guys, 2 18-year-olds, 2 20-year-olds, were in a car on a highway when one of the kids in the back seat held up a handwritten sign to a car next to them saying "Help, being kidnapped." The driver, thinking it was real, called 911 because why would you not unless you're Tommy Mule? Mm. The police eventually found the vehicle, identified it. They shut down the entire highway to pull this car over, thinking they may have a situation.
Yeah.
Turns out, obviously, it was a prank. The kids were all arrested. I say kids. They're 18 to 20 years old. They were all arrested, charged with falsely reporting an incident. And the discussion we're having, you know, your kid's going to make mistakes.
Yeah.
It's not the bad mistakes that make you furious. It's the unforced errors, the stupid things they do that were completely unnecessary. You were going to say something. I'm Kimmy. I'm sorry. Okay, I'm going to stop looking at Kimmy.
I was listening.
I've done that. Nick writes us on Instagram.
What's Nickster saying?
Duffy on WCMF, easiest way to get us. He says, when I was younger, my little brother got in trouble for tipping gravestones in a graveyard.
That to me is almost a victimless crime. I know it's vandalism, but who cares?
It's an expensive crime.
He goes on.
Only because you wanted to have some fancy headstone because you think he was important.
What?
Do you think... You don't have to pay to replace it?
And they don't, you know, the dead guy doesn't pay for the headstone, right? It's the family.
I understand.
Who's mourning them.
Nobody goes to those goddamn graves anyway.
Nick goes on, my parents had to foot the bill and he had to do community service. That's a serious crime.
You got to pull weeds at the cemetery.
They take that very seriously.
I know they do.
I can vividly remember.
What's that?
The first time I realized my dad thought I was an idiot. I was 14 years old.
Yeah.
And we were out at this park in Chilai. Next to this park, there was like a pile of garbage.
Okay.
Like just like appliances that were broken down. There was like dishwashers, dryer. Yeah, it was just a junk pile, right?
Yeah.
So we're 14 and we decide we're going to go play in the junk pile.
All right.
And we started throwing the metal junk pieces at each other.
All right. As boys will do.
My buddy, who was like 15 yards away from me, takes the door to the dishwasher and he flings it like a frisbee up in the air towards me.
That's pretty heavy.
I'm not paying attention. It hit me in the side of the head.
That explains a lot.
Gashed me wide effing open.
No kidding.
So we don't know. And like, it was he didn't mean to hit me. I mean, he did, but he didn't think it was going to do that, right? So like, we're in full panic mode. I'm in such shock that just happened. I don't even feel pain. But I'm like, my eye is like going like.
You probably had a concussion.
Yeah, I've had plenty of concussions. So like, we had to call my parents to come pick me up. I am just pouring blood out of my head.
Yeah.
I had to go get stitches. And I remember my dad gets home. My mother explains everything. I had a little shave in my head. I got stitches there. And he's like, what were you doing? I'm like, we were throwing pieces of appliances at each other. He just stared at me for like 60 seconds, shook his head, and walked away.
Yeah. What else can you do?
No, but like, that was the moment he realized I have raised a dumb child. And that is a very... It's a crossroads in your life as a parent.
Yeah.
If you think your child is dumb.
But every boy is dumb at some point.
That's really dumb.
Thank you. But they are.
I'm saying what I did was really dumb.
Yeah, but every guy has those stories. I can remember this one kid. He was like, he was that kid that goes, man, do you know how to make a Molotov cocktail? So we made Molotov cocktails and we were chucking them at this like cement wall somewhere. This is in Florida. And then he goes, hey, if you take a Lysol can, and you get a lighter, you can make a flamethrower out of it. So now we just got the Molotov cocktail. Like, I think the IRA was looking at us to recruit. We were making flamethrowers with these Lysol cans and these light. It was like the coolest thing, man. Like these. So then somebody goes, hey, you know, you can light farts. Because, you know, there's always that kid that goes, you can light farts.
Yep, yep.
And when you convince a kid to try to light his own ass,
by the way,
it is the pinnacle of stupidity.
You say kid, but I feel like this applies to men too, like grown adults.
Well, I hope men,
whenever it comes to like fireworks, anything that has to do with fire, period.
Yeah,
yeah, but if you're like a grown man making a Molotov cocktail, you're probably in a militia. You're probably mad at the banking system. You know what I'm saying? But as a kid, you just want to see things explode and burn.
Sure, sure.
But did you ever try to talk somebody into lighting farts?
Oh, well, bro, we did it.
God, it's so funny, man.
Yeah, so, but what they don't tell you, and here's, if you're young and listening to this,
and you got a hairy ass?
No, that's not the problem. Oh. Your sphincter sucks back in.
Yeah.
So that flame goes into your hole if you do it wrong, and you have to be like an expert.
Dude, there was a kid that exploded, man. I heard about
it. Bro, I watched a kid burn his hole.
Man, you really had a front row seat, didn't you?
And then, did he try the lighter?
252-WCMF. 252-9263. Let's talk to Ben.
Pat had to kiss it, make it all better.
Well, he's my friend, yeah. Ben, how you doing, buddy? You're on CMF.
Speaking of holes.
Good, guys. How you doing?
Good, man. What's up?
Don't worry. I didn't light my hole on fire, thank God. But anyways, I did what Tommy did, except for my parents didn't bail me out. Figured out, I admitted to what I did. I called an 800 number or whatever it was and racked up a $400 phone bill. And then they made me go get a job to work off the phone bill.
But wait, they didn't know what you were doing?
Yeah, they knew what I was doing.
Well, didn't they hear you in your bedroom?
What did that sound like? All right, Ben, can I ask a serious question? How old were you when you did
that?
How old were you when you did this?
It was last week. zing.
Brutal.
I think I was 15.
All right, Ben, you didn't need $400 worth, man. Bro, you only need 7 minutes on those sex lines if you're lucky, and that's to listen to her talk 6 minutes after you're done.
Yeah, exactly. It's so stupid.
All
right. Well, if I could go back, that would be the one thing I would change. Don't call that number, but yeah.
Have a good rest of the day. There goes Ben. Do those sex lines still exist?
Why would they? I mean, now with everything you got access to.
Yeah. No, I agree with you, but I don't know. Like, some people are in, you know, more quaint things.
Okay. More throwback.
Well, I feel like the internet kind of killed that, right?
Oh, chat rooms and all that stuff, too.
But
I think people probably got the same satisfaction.
Because we used to have LiveWire here. So you could, LiveWire was, they used to advertise on here. And that's why you could talk to people and do all that stuff. But then once those chat rooms came, they were done.
No, I mean, chat rooms existed. Bro, those sex phone lines went until I was, like, out of high school.
Because I knew guys that went from that to the chat room, and then they would try to hook up with the people because some of them were local.
Do you remember, Kimmy?
God, that's what they said.
Yes.
This is the most dangerous thing that's ever existed. There was a phone line that you could call when we were in high school, and it was, like, one number 8 times.
Yeah.
And be hooked up to, like, the other people.
Random people. They would leave, like, messages.
I vaguely do remember. Yeah.
So, like, so they would leave, like, hey, this is, like, Stacy, and I'm, like, over here, and if you want to hang out tonight, like, here's my number and call
me. Okay.
And, like, you would just call random strangers. And you don't know if they're teenagers. You don't know if they're grown-ass people.
You don't.
You don't know if this is like, you know, now you look at like human trafficking and stuff. And me and my buddies would sit around at 2 in the morning and call this number and try and like find chicks. And we never hooked up with chicks.
Well,
like,
of course not.
Well, but it leads me to believe that it was all old dudes trying to trap other women.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, how was that a thing?
I don't know.
Because it was all new and nobody knew what was going on.
It's the mystery of it all.
When all that stuff broke, there was no laws for it.
No, you're right. You're right. Connor writes us
Connor.
On Instagram, Duffy and WCMF. My friends and I made what are known as works bombs as teenagers. You mix, he gives me the whole thing.
Okay, we don't
say it.
Yeah.
Yep. Produces gas till it explodes. We could have lost fingers or had the SWAT team called on us.
Oh, great.
Pete writes us, when I was a teenager, I had a winner beater car. My buddies and I played bumper cars. The next morning.
So like demolition derby?
That's what it sounds like. Mm-hmm. He says, the next morning, my dad looked at the car, worried asking what happened when I told him. He gave me my kids a moron look, too. When it comes to these unforced mistakes, the really stupid stuff, as a parent, the biggest thing that sucks about it, you now have to worry about your kid all the time in every situation until they are adults.
Yeah.
Because every parent of a teenager will worry on a Saturday night when their kid is out with friends, right? Dangerous things can happen. You will worry about your kid at an after prom party. But when your kid does something so untraditionally stupid, like faking a kidnapping or getting hit in the head with a dishwasher door or making a bomb, that stress and fear shows up whenever they are not in your orbit.
Yes.
Right? What could they possibly be doing right now where I am going to get a phone call for a jam they have gotten themselves into?
When does that worry ever go away? Like, is there an age where, like, maybe they're past it?
So I have been fortunate enough where my kids have not done this to me yet.
Yeah.
And if you're listening.
And girls are different than boys.
Bro. Oh,
as far as hygiene.
No.
Did you not hear the phone line thing I just told you about?
Yeah. No, I'm talking about like Molotov cocktails. And stuff, you know,
yeah, they
light
can still get
farts.
I don't know. Do girls light farts?
No, girls don't fart.
Is that true?
They fluff.
Go home.
I've seen one fluff the door off a goddamn restroom at a truck stop.
I mean, I had a friend who's like banned from stores in the mall.
Yeah,
girls, girls can get in their own trouble.
No, I mean, too,
well, it's different trouble, though, I guess.
But it's still stupid trouble. Yeah. Like, we've talked about this in the past, Kimmy.
Still could change your life.
There, yeah. there was a run in the early 2000s where high school girls just decided they were going to start shoplifting.
Yeah.
I remember, total coincidence, a girl I went to high school with being led out of Grease Ridge Mall in cuffs because she got caught shoplifting at Claire's.
Damn.
And this was like a well-to-do family.
Yeah.
It was like a Winona Ryder situation.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Just, you know, and again, like, I haven't had to worry about this yet. So I can't answer your question, but I don't know, Kimmy. I don't know if that feeling of your kids in danger goes away when they become adults.
Well, I mean, because they have had a pretty good track record to this point. Like, let's say they make it till they're out of the house, like
college.
Does it comfort you a little bit knowing, even as like younger teenagers, they didn't put you in that situation?
Well, at least you don't know. At least you didn't catch them doing anything.
Right.
They could have done it.
You're right.
You know what I mean?
You're right about that. I don't.
But I would still take that as a win.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, I also have that fear in the back of my head because we also remember those kids that were like, you know, really, really good kids.
Sure.
And then they got to college and they just went crazy.
Yes.
So I think I'm going to have to move in with both of my daughters for their first year of college.
One of the funniest things, I think, is when parents find out later in life what they did.
Oh.
And the kids think it's going to be funny and the parents are not amused by it at all.
Well, yeah, because you're telling them they're bad parents.
Yeah, and like, you're exposing what you did, but there's nothing they could do about it now.
Absolutely.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's literally the easiest possible way to save money.
Oh, let's do it.
A literal barcode, piece of paper, whatever.
Yeah.
That makes this product cheaper for nothing. It's something generations of families lived off for years. But the story last night suggests maybe it's fallen out of favor. So much so that they had to show people how to do it again.
Okay.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Tommy!
Yeah, buddy?
You got to save money wherever you can.
Mm-hmm.
So, last night, 10NBC did a story on coupons.
Doing your coupons?
Yep.
Did you get your coupons?
They went to the Family Dollar to take advantage of
it. Man, you need a coupon at the Family Dollar. Isn't it already there?
Why would you not?
Isn't it one big coupon?
Kimmy.
Yeah.
They went to the Family Dollar to
two for one day.
Take advantage of a coupon they had
released. Okay.
And then they compared the prices with the coupon to what the same items would have cost with no coupons at other stores. Mm-hmm. And in the end, the results were mixed. They saved money on some things. They didn't save money on others.
All right.
But what was interesting about this story, Deanna Dewberry from 10MEC doing
it. Yeah.
Kimmy, it was almost like they were showing people how to
how
use.
This works.
Yeah, coupons. Yes.
Yeah.
Like it was a brand new thing that no one had ever done before.
Right.
Oh. I mean, are they still doing the ones where you clip them? I mean, the clip-out ones have got to go away, right?
I don't know.
That's what I'm wondering.
Where do you get them?
Maybe it's still around, but just not in the traditional coupon.
I thought you'd have them on your phone.
Like, I know people a lot of times, if they're going to make a purchase online, like, they'll search for coupons for that item.
Yeah.
But that's, like, the extent of couponing. Like, I didn't know there was even a place to go and clip coupons every
week.
But
I still see people doing it at Wegmans.
I know, like, you get those savers in the mail, mm-hmm. but I didn't really think, I don't see that as the same thing.
Well, I mean, do they have coupons in, like, the paper? Who gets, does everybody get the paper?
Right.
No, but you may be able to pick them up. Can you get them at the store?
I haven't seen them.
I guess maybe like you can, and we just haven't looked for them.
Do they get the liquor store? You can get those rebates right there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Apply it.
Yeah. It's amazing how you know about those coupons.
Well, those are good ones.
But yeah, like, I don't know if you can. Because I can't remember the last time I was in line at the grocery store seeing somebody use a bunch of coupons at the end of their purchase.
Well, you're not there during old people time.
Oh, old people time.
I'm there during the day a lot.
You see coupons in Pittsburgh?
Yes, you
do. Do you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And sometimes I see people just doing it on their phone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I remember people would have, like, the little boxes full of coupons.
Oh, yeah. We had a coupon box.
Yeah.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Has coupon culture gone away? Did your parents use coupons?
Oh, yeah. My mother was. So they had those, and they used to have this thing called S&H green stamps.
Yeah.
So you also could redeem them for, like, things. So, yeah, my mother did all that stuff.
Kimmy, were you a coupon family?
I remember my parents clipping coupons for, like, school lunch stuff.
We were a big coupon house.
Well, you had.
I think everybody was at one point.
No, everybody and I knew was a coupon house when I was growing up.
What was sad was knowing rich people that did it.
Why is that sad?
Because like you didn't need to do it, man. You're rich.
Why would you not use it if it's there?
It's 10 cents off of butter.
But isn't it more like the thrill of it? The thrill of just like you scan this thing and you save instant money?
Kimmy, to your point, I do remember my mother putting all her coupons through and you're like, $30 comes off the bill. It was all pretty exciting. What is your issue with coupons?
It just looks so busted and sad.
No, it doesn't.
And I'm somebody that's busted and sad. And I still ain't lowering myself to do coupons.
I bet you use coupons more than you know.
How?
Whether it's the liquor store, you use Amazon, right? You don't clip those little coupons when it says save 20% off? I don't do coupons.
Well, maybe when nobody's looking.
No, that's just it. You have this idea that if you use a coupon, everyone around you thinks you're poor.
Yes.
What's wrong with that?
I don't want to be known as poor boy.
Bro, everybody knows you're poor boy.
But I don't have to raise the coupon flag.
Okay. Like, I get it's one thing to not have the time to invest, like back in the day where you had to sit down for 2 hours and cut out all the coupons. But what's weird about Tommy, if you were in Wegmans and someone handed you a coupon right before you went through the checkout for something you had in your hand, you'd drop it on the floor.
In their face. So now, I also don't use Shoppers Club.
Why?
I never think of it. You know. So
you
like,
never think of when it says enter your Shoppers Club?
That's the first thing it asks.
So when if I shop at my wife isn't with me, and then she'll, oh, did you do the Shoppers Club? I'm like, yeah, hell yeah, man. Yeah, 50 cents off,
no,
creamer.
It's literally free money to just put, you already have a Shoppers Club account.
Yeah, I don't do it.
You're an idiot.
Yeah, but I don't want to be bothered,
that's just
man.
Lazy.
Yes, I am lazy.
No, but
I'm lazy. That's beyond lazy.
I'm lazy and broke.
Kimmy, it's not lazy. He just doesn't want to look like he needs it. It's the weirdest flex ever. Because you don't wear a Rolex. You don't drive a fancy car. But you think you're better than people because you won't save free money.
I hate frugal people that like rub it in your face. If you want to save money, save your money. That's great.
Okay.
I hate frugal people. You know, I work hard for my money.
We all work hard. You don't. Everybody,
but you don't have to announce it. You don't have to announce it, man.
But this
everybody's busting their ass.
You have
nobody cares.
To do.
No, that's not what this is, you idiot. Yeah,
kind of is.
All right, the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. We got Instagram messages coming in. Again, we're talking about the story on 10NBC last night. They were comparing using a coupon at Family Dollar to like what it costs at other places without a coupon. But, Kimmy, the story was almost like they were teaching people.
Like, hey, have you heard about this thing called couponing?
Right? All right, so Renee writes us on Instagram. Duffy and WCMF, easiest way to get us. If you have a Shoppers Club card through Wegmans and the Wegmans app, you can get digital coupons. The minute you type in your number at checkout, the coupon will apply.
Oh, so it just automatically does it?
Yeah. Why would you not do that?
Yeah. That's easy peasy, bro.
I don't know why you're doing the voice in the ice. It literally is the
You're
easiest.
Stupid if you don't, man.
You are stupid.
You know what I used to love as a kid? I think it was Big M, walking around Big M as a kid. They'd have the coupons there next to the product, and you push a button, and it would just pop out.
I would empty those things. Beep, beep, beep,
beep. Oh, so you just grab it right there.
Well, yeah. I don't know why. There's just something like really fun.
Satisfying. It was just pulling out all the coupons. Can you make yourself a coupon person if you didn't grow up in a coupon family?
I grew up in a coupon family, and I didn't want to do it.
Okay.
So the reverse would be my parents didn't, but I do.
Yeah, because it does feel like couponing gets passed down.
I think it is. I think it's something I think the mother teaches it.
So you're saying, because I was wondering, like, what happens when a coupon person marries a non-coupon person?
That's what we have in my house.
So if the wife is the coupon person, you're a coupon family. If the dad came from a coupon family and the wife didn't, there's no coupons? Do wives control the coupons?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I mean, it is.
Dads it's a coupon cartel. No.
I don't know a single dad growing up that wasn't big on fast food coupons.
Be huge, Kimmy. Huge.
Anytime there was like a free cheeseburger involved or free side of fries, my dad was using those coupons. He kept them in his car.
Why are you laughing? We did that too.
What?
Why would you not keep them in your car? You're going to be driving around. It's in my car. I know where it is.
All right.
I have a coupon for a free Shamrock Shake right now.
Like it would drive
we're a month
him
away,
nuts
buddy.
If we went somewhere and he forgot his coupons. Like it was almost to the point where like we weren't going to go eat there anymore because he didn't have his coupons.
Wait, he was going to pass out because he was going to lose 50 cents?
Yep.
No, but what Kimmy just
brought... I can't live like that. I gotta live, man.
You call that living?
Yeah.
Is he crosses his legs like a bitch?
No, but I can't imagine like letting 50 cents eat away of it. And I hadn't had the money. And your old man's got bank. That's why he's got bank.
He loved coupons.
But what Kimmy just brought up may be the reason if coupon culture has taken a hit. It has. Again, we got folks writing us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF. Jim writes us, Top still has coupons in their weekly ad. There are also Facebook pages for coupon trading.
That's so what I'm you wondering really like if people are like doing deep dives online to find coupons.
But you got to really work at it.
Well, yeah, but you're saving money.
Big money, man.
Kimmy, by the way, Patrick writes, Tops still has those coupon dispensers.
Do they?
Wait, the pop-out ones?
Yeah. Dan writes, I grew up in a coupon home every Saturday morning for seemingly hours. My mom would sit at the table and cut coupons, putting them in her coupon box. And then she wouldn't buy anything if she didn't have a coupon for it. I vowed I would never be that when I growed up. It's like a Batman villain origin story. So, Kimmy, you know, bringing up your dad, and because my dad was the same way, right? What I'm about to say is going to make me sound like such an old man.
Okay.
But coupons are not what they used to be. Hear me out.
I'm saying anything.
In the height of the coupon wars, mid-90s to early 2000s, there were coupons you would be handed that you could not believe. I never, as a child, went to Bill Gray's without a buy one, get one free World's Greatest Cheeseburger.
Yeah.
Right, Kimmy? They were in all of those free newspapers, right? Yeah. You know, City Magazine, whatever they were.
They used to do the double coupon days, too.
Yep, you had that.
God, this sucked.
I don't remember ever buying a pizza, Kimmy, without a buy one, get one free large pizza coupon.
You wonder how these places made money.
But they did.
Well, a lot of fundraisers growing up were coupon books.
Oh, coupon
books. You get, like, the Rochester coupon book.
I just bought one from the Kleinhands family. Yeah. They're back. They're back. I got
Are
a
they?
Coupon
so
book.
That's that big
I haven't
ass
seen
book.
One in forever.
Bro, it's so great. It's so great.
Oh, you get so many good deals.
You do.
Yeah, you'd have, like, Bill Gray's in there, all the pizza places, everywhere you'd want to go, really.
Oh, I got one Auntie Anne's pretzel. Guess what? Now I got two, bitch.
Damn.
Give me that other pretzel. But, like, here's the thing. I totally understand now why these businesses can't do that. You go bankrupt with the cost of everything. But because I lived that coupon fantasy, it makes the modern coupon situation
lame.
Feel not as fun, right? Like, I have to admit, it's exciting when you have a really good coupon. It's like holding a scratch-off lottery.
It's money, man.
It's money.
It's real money.
And you get the disappointment and letdown you feel when you realize it's expired and you didn't use it before the date.
Oh, no.
I'll do the stand around, like, wait for them to be like, You're going to use it anyway?
Oh, like there at the moment.
Yeah. Sometimes we'll just be like, we'll take it. It's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Troy writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF. Think about how much money Tommy is throwing away. That's a lot of bourbon. If he uses his coupons, he'd save enough money to pay for his coworkers' dinners. Great point.
Mm. Ooh.
Great point.
Zing.
So the economy may be changing right now when it comes to coupons.
What do you mean?
A recent study showed that last year, 33% of American shoppers say they used coupons.
Oh.
That's compared, to 26% of Americans the year before.
All right, so it's coming back.
It is. But only 14% of Americans say they use coupons every time they go to the store.
All right.
Which, again, makes people who don't use them look kind of dumb. For most every purchase you make now, the good thing about Google, amongst other things, is all you have to do is Google coupon for and put in the product. And there will most likely be something.
And I can use it right off my phone?
I mean, there's apps now that will collect coupons for
you. Why don't you do it?
People do it.
My God.
I can't.
I'll be a millionaire.
I can't wait.
Coupon millionaire.
Until you eventually lose this job. And you are sitting in some government-subsidized home.
Let the government pay for it.
No, but like, it's not going to be a fun one. And you're going to
be like, I'm having fun now?
This is a government-subsidized job for you. Nobody told you. I'm being paid by an administration. Like, there's going to be a come-to-Jesus moment when you're like, oh, my God.
You're going to get it, Tommy.
You are.
You're going to get it.
You are going to get it.
You know, who's going to be laughing when you're in coupon court?
Your only hope is to die soon.
Well, that's coming.
My favorite part, too, is he's the only big, tough guy, non-coupon guy when his wife's not around. Because if your wife's with you, you're using every coupon you have.
She used to have
Bichola.
Those coupons for like Bed Bath Beyond and Marshalls and
all,
just stacked up in her car.
Oh, those Bed Bath Beyond coupons.
Yeah.
That's why
those
they don't expire.
Yeah.
So you can use them forever. Yeah. She's big on all that stuff. I don't have the patience.
It's also why dads love Kohl's.
Yeah, Kohl's Cash.
It's kind of like a different version of a coupon,
yeah,
but you feel like
you're
getting
right?
something for free.
Yeah, my brother's 401k is all Kohl's Cash. we'll wrap it up with James. He writes us on Instagram. It's a sad story.
Yeah.
I had a DeBella's buy one, get one free coupon.
No.
And found out it expired. I lost my mind. My wife didn't get it.
Damn.
James, I feel your pain, buddy.
Feels like you missed out.
Sorry.
A good DeBella's sub is good, man.
Write that down, Kimmy.
Is good.
A good DeBella's son is sub
good.
Is now I screwed. Damn it.
Good DeBella's sub is good.
Best corned beef sub in town.
Mm-hmm.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It sucks for this guy so bad.
What happened?
Because, like, if he was born any other time in Rochester,
yeah,
he would be someone we talk about all the time.
Okay.
He would be someone we point to and go, he's from here and we love him. And
he's the man.
We would support all
he
of his projects.
He is ours.
Exactly.
Okay.
But he had the unfortunate coincidence of working in the same business as a guy who was from the same town as him, who was a once-in-a-generation talent.
Yeah.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. The Rochester Music Hall of Fame announced their first two inductees for 2026 yesterday.
Ooh.
The first one, the Sky Coasters are getting it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sky those guys have been around since day one.
Like 40, 50 years.
Yeah.
Right? But the other newest inductee into the Rochester Music Hall of Fame.
Who we got?
Tay Diggs.
Oh, yeah, actor.
You got it. Well, okay, so here's the thing. He is an actor, but he is so much more. He has had a long and successful career. And for those who don't know, Tay Diggs grew up in the South Wedge. He went to the School of the Arts.
Yep.
He ended up going to Syracuse for college, and then he became a star. And he is going into the Music Hall of Fame because of his work on Broadway.
I was just going to say, I know he's done some Broadway.
Yeah, Rent, Chicago. He also starred in both of those movies. He was on Broadway doing, is it Hedwig and the Angry Inch? Did I say that the right way?
Possible.
Anyway.
Mm.
You know, he starred in movies, How Stella Got Her Groove Back. He was in the movie Go. He's done TV work on Grey's Anatomy, Will and Grace, The West Wing. It goes on.
He's had a good run.
He's in everything.
Yeah.
There was a time in the late 90s and early 2000s where if you turned on your TV or went to the movies, there was a 73% chance that Tay Diggs would be on the screen.
Wow.
And when it comes to folks from Rochester who have made it, you rarely hear people talk about Tay Diggs.
No, because if you were going to talk about an actor, it's going to be Philip Seymour Hoffman.
That sucks so hard.
Yeah.
And you're right. He had the unfortunate timing of being in Hollywood at the exact time as Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Because that dude's going to go down as one of the greatest actors ever.
Yes.
Like, when you look at his body of work and the characters he did, they were so diverse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's number one.
He's the greatest character actor of his generation.
He has to be.
Yeah. And, like, there's nothing Philip Seymour Hoffman was in that he wasn't brilliant in.
And so, a range of things, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, on one hand, we were extremely fortunate to have a guy like Philip Seymour Hoffman come from Rochester, you know, wear our city on his back and do what he did. It's brilliant.
And but he won the Academy Award.
He won an Academy Award for Capote.
Yeah.
But for Tay Diggs to be doing what he was doing, which is unbelievably impressive, at the same time as a guy from his hometown doing, like, revolutionary work, that sucks so hard.
It also has to suck, too. Not to be mean here. But, you know, Tay Diggs is a handsome guy.
Sure, yeah.
I mean, he has everything. He's got the charisma. And Philip Seymour Hoffman played some very down-and-out characters.
He's a character actor.
Right, but he also looks it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if I saw those two guys at the ball, and I say, you know, one of those guys is going to win an Academy Award, I go, well, it's got to be that handsome bastard right there. Not that dude.
How old is Tay Diggs?
Tay Diggs
I feel like
is,
he's still, I mean,
he's got to be 50.
55.
Okay, right. I mean.
Pair of nickels.
He's done a lot up until this point. Still could have a big future ahead of him.
We don't know.
You know what I mean? I mean, to that point, like, there is a possibility that he can do more.
Oh, absolutely.
I want to be clear.
Yeah. You're talking about like when he was coming up.
I'm not saying that he has had an unbelievably successful career. He is monster talented. Mm. The only problem is he does not get the credit he deserves because of Philip Seymour Hoffman.
I mean, that dude's got a statue of him at the Eastman, right?
Yeah, outside the Eastman Theater.
Do you also think...
Or not the Eastman Theater, the Eastman House.
Eastman House, yeah.
I feel like there are a lot of people that don't know that Taye Diggs is from Rochester.
How? Why do we not talk about him more?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Because like the other day, he put on Instagram, or one of his social medias, his School of the Arts high school ID that he still had.
Cute.
It's like a 15-year-old Taye Diggs. Yeah. I think it may be because he found out he was going into the Rochester Music Hall of Fame. I wonder if he's coming back to be inducted.
Well, if he doesn't, that'd be kind of rude.
Well, he's probably kind of big, working.
Yeah. Okay.
Right?
Yeah. Probably got some stuff going on, like Broadway.
Yeah.
Oh, is he on Broadway right now?
I don't know how often you could break away from that.
I don't know. Well,
I thought you said he was currently in a show.
I don't know if he's currently on Broadway. He's done Rent. He's done Chicago.
Gotcha.
He did both of those film versions, too, and he's done Hedwig and The Angry Inch, amongst other things on Broadway.
All right.
What I would give to have that talent.
Oh, come on.
No, because, like, don't get me wrong. Like I said, I love Philip Seymour Hoffman, right? Mm-hmm. But I don't know if that guy can sing. Like, I am so jealous of talent, first of all. But, like, guys that are a triple threat. You can sing, you can dance, you can act.
Yes.
Because I can't do any of those things.
But I wonder, too, though, like, when you're that diverse, it's hard to, like, categorize you. Where, like, Philip Seymour Hoffman played that gritty guy.
Okay.
Like, all of his movies were deep.
Okay.
They were disturbing. Like, those are, like, rough people. Taye Diggs wasn't him that kind of guy. I'm guessing.
So you're saying he's so talented you couldn't put him in a role that you would remember him?
Because he's multi-talented, it's hard to say what he is.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
By the way, you want to talk about diverse career?
Yeah.
Not only was he on Broadway, not only has he acted in all of these movies, he's been in two music videos, one for Tupac in 1995 and one with Britney Spears and Pharrell Williams in 2002.
Oh, wow.
And again, I'm looking. Okay, so how about this? He is currently on a Broadway run. He's doing Moulin Rouge, the musical, right now.
Oh.
He's been in everything. Moulin Rouge, Beauty and the Beast, Hedwig and the Angry Inch. He was in Wicked in the early 2000s.
I mean, is he headlining? Is he playing, like, lead characters, side guys?
I
don't know.
I don't know Broadway, so I can't
tell. I don't either.
I don't know what it is. I don't know. I don't know, man. We need more love for Taye Diggs.
Yeah, right? Absolutely.
Like, today, I think everybody in Rochester that can hear us, go on social media and profess their love for Taye Diggs, only to make up for us not appreciating him when he was in the hotness of his career.
Okay.
And learn to sing and dance and act at the same time. Go there be yourself a Patrick Swayze. Be a triple threat.
Oh, all right, yeah.
We got folks sitting on hold. Again, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. We are talking about Taye Diggs, Rochester's own, graduate of the School of the Arts, raised in the South Wedge. Movie star, TV star, Broadway star. He will be inducted into the Rochester Music Hall of Fame this year. Let's talk to Mike. Hey, Mikey, how are you, buddy?
Not too bad. Good morning, everybody. So you guys are talking about, you know, Taye Diggs and Philip Seymour Hoffman, which, you know, he's a super actor. He's great. But what about John Lithgow?
Okay, he was born here, and his parents, like, literally drove to the border as soon as he was born.
What's he done?
John Lithgow?
Nothing.
Really?
Harry and the Hendersons? Well, ever heard of it?
The damn ape was the whole star of that show. I could have been in that movie driving the goddamn car.
Oh, he was the voice of the king in one of the Shrek movies.
He was kidding, Mikey. He was kidding. No, John Lithgow was just born here, and then they moved like
immediately. He's a bum.
I don't know how.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true.
I guess. To the area. Yeah.
Mike, thanks for the call, buddy.
No talent. Get him out of here.
I like John Lithgow. I'm trying to think of something John Lithgow was in that I didn't like.
He's another guy that's been in a ton of things.
Yeah.
He's in something now that's big, right? Didn't he just get a role that, like, blew up?
That I'm not familiar with.
Was it The Priest Show?
The Priest?
Wasn't there, like, some series where he was playing, like, some priest that blew up, like a year ago? He was at an award. He was born in Rochester. Did you not just hear Mike?
I heard.
Okay.
I heard. But again, like the guy, had a good run. He had the Third Planet from the Sun.
Third Rock from the Sun.
Oh, wait, they made two?
Oh, he was in Conclave.
Okay, there
you're
go.
You're right.
Oh, yeah. He played one of the. Oh,
you
yeah,
watched the show, bro, no.
There's like seven characters in it. He was a side. He was a side priest. He wasn't the main priest.
By the way, did you know that Taye Diggs is cousins with Stefan Diggs?
I'm not taking this racist bait.
Racist bait? They have the same last name, you idiot.
Yeah, that doesn't make him anything.
Okay.
Are they?
I don't know. You had to go run your mouth. So no, I'm not going to tell you.
They're not related.
Well, I guess you're never going to know.
Stefan Diggs not even from around here.
Yeah, I know. Isn't it weird how sometimes families can be in different parts of the country? By the way, Tay Diggs not born in Rochester, raised in Rochester.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, no, you didn't know that either.
Where was he born?
He was born in New Jersey. You also didn't know that he's Stefan Diggs' cousin.
And he's not.
Oh, okay.
You're going to confuse everybody, by the way.
Yes.
Not just Tommy.
See, we could have given you the real answer, but Tommy ruined it for everybody.
Good. So I'm glad I ruined it.
If you want to be mad at Google somebody, it. Be mad at
Google
Tommy.
That and then go get your coupons.
And then go nominate John Lithgow for the Rochester Music Hall of Fame. All right, let's take a break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.